Moncrief on News Talk.
In 1963, Rory Gallagher bought a Sunburst Fender Stratocaster guitar in Crowley's Music Store in Cork. It cost him 100 quid, which he paid off over a period of time. HP, it used to be called back in the day. The guitar was already second-hand, having previously belonged to Jim Conlon of the Royal Show Band, and it remained with Rory for the rest of his life. Now looking very much worn after its years on the road, it's due to go up for auction in London later this year. But the newly minted Lord Mayor of Cork and part-time rock star Dan Boyle feels steps should be taken to keep it within the country. Afternoon, Dan.
Afternoon, Sean.
They're looking for a lot of money for this.
They are, but it is totemic, and it very much represents who Rory was and what he tried to do with his music. He made it sing, so it very much represents what Rory Gallagher was.
Yeah, and so like they're looking, they're expected to get between 700,000 and £1 million.
700,000 is the reserve price. Yeah. The hope would be that we could talk to the estate before that and maybe negotiate what could be done and what might be possible. I'd like to think it'd be kept in Ireland, and I'd like to think they'd be kept in Cork.
Yeah, and so who might be able to stump up this kind of money?
Well, I think there's a couple of routes. One is that there are state agencies, the Department of Culture or the National Museum. They have an acquisitions fund, or you can get a benefactor who would benefit from very generous tax rebates that exist under the Finance Act about getting an 80% rebate for buying something and donating it subsequently to the state. I know Sheena Crowley, who's the daughter of the owner of the original store where Rory bought the guitar, that she's organised a GoFundMe page. So I'm not too sure whether we can get that much money in that quickly time. But it's certainly another means, and I think it should be supported whichever way works.
Yeah, the guitar is in Cork at the moment, is it?
No, it's with the Gallagher estate under the ownership of his brother, Donald Gallagher, who's his manager.
Right,
who
okay.
Lives in England.
Yeah, okay, so at some point it'll be moved over there. And the 80% write-off means that if somebody just says, I'll buy it, and they pay £1 million for it, they'll in effect get 800,000 back as a tax write off.
That's the effect of it.
Yeah. Okay. So that so it would only cost them a mere 200 grand if they decided to do it. I suppose though, for any state body to do that, it might be you know yourself. It'd be the Daily Mail would be full of £1 million paid for a guitar, and they wouldn't care whose guitar it was.
It is difficult, but we've had similar situations in the past with maybe more historical items. But I think we're coming into a period now that cultural artefacts are also important, and someone with the life and times career of Rory Gallagher very represents what Ireland was in the world, and his guitar was a very important part of that.
Yeah, I know, obviously this was the first guitar he bought. He was still in school, I understand, when he bought it. Did he have any others, do you know?
Well, he would have had a lot of guitars, he would have had, in his set, he used to play an acoustic number as well when I was a cowboy out on the Western Plain. But this was his main instrument, and this is the one associated with a lot of his recorded music and particularly his live performances.
Yeah. Are you still making music yourself, Dan, or are you too busy now?
I'm probably too busy, but I occasionally take it out as a form of stress release at home, pound a piano or strum a guitar.
Right, okay. But you're a bass player, though, aren't you?
I was a bass player. Yeah. I do have some association. The band I was in many, many years ago, we called ourselves Blueprint after a Rory Gallagher album. Mm.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. I look forward to your comeback tour. Dan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Councillor Dan Boyle there, Green Councillor and the Lord Mayor of Cork.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.